For 17 years, residents in parts of East Baton Rouge, Ascension, and Livingston parishes have been paying a local tax to help fund construction of the Komi River Diversion Canal, designed to lower the flood risk of nearby homeowners. Then, in 2016, record flooding hit the region, causing billions in damage. And as Wallace Watkins reports, that only ignited the demand for answers from frustrated taxpayers.
Last month, about 100 people met in Central, a small town in the northern part of East Baton Rouge Parish. It's bordered by the Amite River on one side and the Komi River on the other, two rivers that swelled to record levels in August 2016, flooding the town. The crowd had one question: will the Komi River Diversion Canal ever be finished?
I'm telling you, this is not going to be dropped. We're going to see this thing through, and we're going to see it through because of what's happening right here in this building tonight. So let's stick together and stay on task.
That's Central's mayor, Junior Shelton. The task, he says, is to get this canal built, because in his town, it could lower the flood stage by at least 5 feet.
It's a lifesaver for our community. Whether you reduce the flooding by 6 inches or 6 feet, you're saving somebody's home from flooding.
The canal is designed to stretch 12 miles, connecting the Mississippi River to the Komi River. When the Komi gets too high, the canal will funnel half that water west into the Mississippi. If you think about the canal as a puzzle, it'd have 27 pieces. But so far, only one is in place, the Lily Bayou control structure. Wayne Messina is a city councilman in Central. He says the lack of progress has residents fed up.
They have every right to be. The people of Central, they understand that if that canal would be built, their sense of fear would be a lot less.
People like George Ellis, who owns a home on Cypress Bayou, right in the proposed path of the diversion canal. His land floods about 4 times a year, and the 2016 flood left over a foot of water in his house. For the past 17 years, he's paid a tax to help fund the project. Once it's done, he says he'll never flood again.
It's sad that all that money's just sitting there. Just take it and do parts of it if they have to. Just show something going on, get a little bit going.
There's three partners sharing the cost of this project: the locals, the state, and the Army Corps of Engineers, the federal. Secretary of the Louisiana Department of Transportation and Development, Sean Wilson, says the state has set aside the $87 million it's responsible for. But here's the question: is the federal government ready to split the bill?
And that is what we want to make certain. If we start to spend those dollars, that the federal government is going to show up with their share.
So far, these federal funds have been unreliable, according to a legislative audit. So the state doesn't know when the money is coming or how much. That has some people, like State Senator Bodie White, who represents Central, saying maybe the state shouldn't wait on the Corps, who's still on the hook for $125 million.
The Corps of Engineers has had almost 25 years to do the project, and they haven't done it. If they're not going to do it, then the state needs to have a priority for this project.
Meanwhile, every single taxpayer in Central is also on the hook for the local tax to help fund the canal.
That diversion canal has been sucking taxes from our community for decades now, and we're just not making any progress, and we need to.
But Mayor Shelton warns the Komi Diversion Canal alone won't solve the problem of flooding in his community.
It needs to be built. It'll help minimize floods. It's never going to eradicate flooding.
That's a risk residents of Central know all too well. 9,000 of the town's 11,000 homes flooded in August. So as people rebuild, what steps can be taken at a local level to protect homeowners against future floods? We'll take a look at that in part 2 of this story.